I'm WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez, and today Milwaukee celebrates Juneteenth. The 54th year the city has celebrated the event, one of the oldest and largest Juneteenth celebrations in the country. Milwaukee's Tyrone Daniels hasn't missed a year.
I was a commando, and my involvement with them basically was for the security.
The commandos protected Milwaukee's black community from police and racist residents around the civil rights era and beyond. For Tyrone, Juneteenth is also about legacy.
He's not missed a Juneteenth since the inception, and I've probably only missed one.
This is Tyrone's son, Corey Daniels, who has since taken over the event security. This year brings a little change to Milwaukee's Juneteenth, a partnership with Summerfest to cap off the night's activities.
I just think that it's beautiful the way that things have grown from the parades to the King and Queen Court. I think it's just going to be here forever. It's going to be here forever.
That's the goal, forever. Both Corey and Tyrone spoke on another fest that was once a staple and is now gone.
I really strongly dislike talking about disparities. When the city of Milwaukee lost African World Festival, we lost something so meaningful to our people. I didn't say race, I said to our people.
Tyrone was also on the board and one of the founders of the event, which ended 10 years ago. Corey says it was an event that was known throughout the country, putting black Milwaukee on the map.
You know, I wonder, do people find it concerning that the population of Milwaukee and what the African-American or people of color population supersedes all other populations, but the resources that we have for our pride is not there.
Tyrone talked about how the Juneteenth parade route has been reduced over time, almost a full mile. But even with the way that things have changed, both father and son can't wait to celebrate the day together one more time.
You know, Dad, I will continue to do whatever I can do to help my community. And if he just allow me to just make him proud, that's what I would want to do.
Oh, man, I'm just sitting in here just singing to myself. I got a song in my heart when my son talks like that. You know, it's feel good.
Jimmy Gutierrez, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.